Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And a good late morning pre-noon to all of you on this Veterans Day. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Wright State University. It's the Division IV Volleyball State Semifinals, the first of four OHSAA State Semifinals here today at Wright State University. And we've got the Jackson Center Tigers for you play-by-play as head coach Kim Metz's team shoots for a repeat. Coming off a state title a year ago, just one loss. No losses this year, Chuck. It's been a phenomenal journey. Similar team to a year ago. Many of the faces the same. Roles have changed. It's a club which might be even stronger up front with the blockers and hitters left or right.
Oh, I think absolutely they are. For one thing, they have all seniors out there that start anyway.
Yep.
And, I mean, you got Cassie Meyer. You got to start with her because that young lady is getting to me. You know, I'm not a huge knowledgeable person on volleyball, but just being around the sport some, I've never seen anybody play it better than she does. Not just her kills, but all over the floor. But then, I mean, it doesn't stop there. There are no holes in this Jackson Center team. You can't find a spot to serve to because they are all outstanding.
It is a team with a very high volleyball IQ. It's also a team with a collective 3.72 GPA. So those things parallel each other. It shows on the court. This is a smart, very intelligent volleyball group. Very few mistakes. They serve the ball extremely well, serve, receive beautifully. And Cassie Meyer and Cameron Elkert go all over the floor, gather every single loose ball, and play it up to that front line. The opponent today is Dalton, which has lost three games on the year. Jackson Center, of course, undefeated, and the defending state champs. Dalton has been beaten in 13 sets this year. Jackson Center's only lost sets on three occasions. Dalton struggled in the regional championship, did defeat Louisville St. Thomas Aquinas 25-20, 13, and 23. Meanwhile, Jackson Center thumped New Bremen 25-22, 18, and 16. New Bremen took Jackson Center to five sets back in early September. Dalton, Chuck, as you look at the roster, a much younger team than Jackson Center. The star is a phenom up front by the name of Emma Granger. She's over 6 feet tall, and virtually all the offense passes right through her.
Well, I was watching them when they were doing their warm-ups, and, yeah, she's an intimidating young lady. When she was up there, she looks like she could actually play for Jackson Center. I'm not sure any of the rest of them could.
Well, both teams are wearing orange.
Yeah, they can slide them down there.
The Tigers and the Bulldogs, only difference in the two units out here warming up. Jackson Center had some gray tops on in the prelims, and Dalton had black. A lot of orange, black, and white underneath. This Dalton team, as I mentioned, 25-3. Lost, by the way, the very last game of the regular season to Zorville Tuscarawas Valley. That's not the same Tuscarawas Central Catholic that is in the other D4 regional semifinal coming up after this one. Other losses this year suffered by Dalton were at the hands of Canton Central Catholic and Creston Norwayne. Jackson Center, as we mentioned, had an early season 5-set win over New Bremen, a season opening 4-set win against Versailles. The Tigers really, Chuck, have steamrolled right through the tournament without a challenge. Does that worry you any at this point?
I don't think so. Not after. I mean, we saw them play against Lehman, and I think they were a little flat to come out there against the Cavaliers, but they got things rolling. No, they were outstanding against New Bremen. And being down here, if you can't be up to play in a state semifinal, you truly shouldn't be
right
here.
Right. Let's hear from Kim Metz right now. We spoke with Kim earlier this week, and she said the Tigers are ready. But she added, last year was last year. This year is this year. It's the present. It's 2016. This club still has something to prove. It's not my best team ever yet. It could be with two more victories.
They're going into this as if nothing ever happened. And I think that has been a true testament to their maturity and their mental toughness and just the kind of kids that they are, the goal setting that they've done and the path that they've chosen to follow, and as well as lead each other to move down that path. Just a dynamic group of kids. The roles, yes, they've changed. The things that Vanessa Winter as well as Kristen Ware, both of those were right side hitters for us, took a big job of being secondary setters as well as big blocking. So we've moved them. They now are in a full rotation. Kristen runs the middle hitting, middle blocking scenario, and we moved Vanessa to left outside. She also skips a couple and goes right side for us, so she still gets that position that she was used to last year. But I think the weight might have been lifted off of her just a little bit because so many of the other kids have stepped up and done some really nice things. Alicia and Kristen, both of them have to take a bigger role as far as the blocking is concerned at the net. You know, where from graduation, a former teammate took care of a good chunk of that. You know, and it's also been one of those where they've had to step up and be leaders on the court.
Take just a quick minute, highlight the New Bremen match. They took you to 5 in early September, and you whipped them in 3 in the regional championship match. It was 11-all in the second set, and then you won 25-18, 25-16, outscored them by what, some 13 points over the last set and a half. Your team was awfully focused over the last hour or so of that match against New Bremen.
Focused, determination, just finding balance, continuing what they have always done in the past. They were very much on overdrive, and you could definitely see what they were doing. When you get kids on the court and talking about who needs to do what, where you need to go. And it makes, obviously, a coach's job a heck of a lot easier when because they're playing the game. I can stand on the outside and tell them, you need to do this. You know, you got to cover that. Be on the lookout for this. But they're the ones that actually physically are playing the contest. And that's kind of that's what we try to establish in the gym daily at practice.
Their volleyball IQ is outstanding.
Well, I appreciate that. And I don't believe I can take all the credit or even a portion of the credit, because these kids are the ones that go out, play the game, and have really established such a passion for what they're doing on the court, and that passion falls into the classroom. I believe they're great leaders here at our school in the classroom, phenomenal students, 4-point students. Three of them are vying for the valedictorian. So the fact that I can't take all the credit, and their families definitely have led them down a fantastic path.
This 2016 team is so well-rounded offensively. If the opponent's defense focuses on, let's say, Cassie Meyer, for example, boom, there's a quick back set and a spike by one of your other young ladies on the front line, and the defense just cannot stop it.
And again, I believe that's one of our credits, and one of the things that has been established in our program. We've had great athletes in the past, and there are great athletes on this team. But for us to just typically say, you know, this is the person that's only going to that you're going to have to worry about, has never been anything that we've taught here. But we've been blessed to be able to have balance on our court as well. So it doesn't matter if you're one of the athletes that is a DS. Guess what? You better learn how to hit left outside. We train everybody has to learn every role and understand what's going on. But you're right. It's an awful lot of fun. Cameron Elkert and Cameron Haney distribute the ball very nicely. And you know, it's nice when you've got competitive hitters that are working their butts off to get their bodies in position so that they're able to take the set. So calling for the sets, and yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Most of these young ladies were in the state Final Four at Wright State last year and won it all in Division IV. That experience has got to be a benefit.
Yes, most certainly, and we will find out if that's going to hold true. So I don't know what the future holds, but we definitely want to make sure that the maturity level of having such a wealth of senior athletes is a blessing. And, you know, we knew that this was eventually going to happen, that they were going to become seniors, and that this was going to be, one of their years that they are going to have to leave a legacy. So to be able to play in the state tournament once again is an amazing blessing, and something that we do not take for granted.
Words of Kim Metz, 29 years head coach of volleyball at Jackson Center. She alluded to three young ladies on the squad vying for valedictorian.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
Yes, all with 4 points. Cassie Meyer, Kristen Ware, Cameron Haney right behind with 2.9 GPAs. Miranda Hickey and Vanessa Winter, 3.72 the overall GPA for the Jackson Center volleyball team. That is fantastic.
You always have some slackers that bring it down with those 3.9s.
Like to let you know that we're on the air with Championship Volleyball, the state semifinals, Division IV, thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Lauderdale. As we speak to you right in front of a huge throng from Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. This program reminder, should Jackson Center be victorious here today, we've got the state championship in Division IV volleyball tomorrow. It will start at 3, webcast time online at 2:40. I'd like to take a moment right now, Chuck, to introduce to our listeners the Jackson Center Lady Tigers. Let's go to the orange and black starting lineup as each player on the roster announces who she is, class and school, and position on the team.
Cassie Meyer, senior outside hitter.
Miranda Hickey, senior outside middle hitter.
Kristen Ware, senior middle hitter.
Cameron Elkert, senior setter.
Cameron Haney, senior setter, outside hitter.
Vanessa Winner, senior outside hitter.
Alicia Kessler, senior middle blocker.
Raquel Kessler, sophomore outside hitter.
Caitlin Sosby, sophomore libero.
Madeline Platfoot, junior DS.
Connor Pipke, junior DS.
Andrea Allenball, junior right side hitter.
Brianna Davis, junior DS.
Caroline Frieders, sophomore outside hitter.
Riley Jackson, sophomore outside hitter.
Izzy Hickey, freshman outside hitter.
This Jackson Center volleyball team is paced by Cassie Meyer in kills, Alicia Kessler in blocks, Cameron Haney in aces, Cassie Meyer in digs, and Cameron Haney in assists. In fact, this is an outstanding serving team, Chuck. Four young ladies on this roster have amassed about 230 aces serving among them. Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's impressive. Cassie Meyer is a stud. But, boy, they just go past her. I mean, I was telling Scott Elbert the other day. I said, I come in and I put Cassie as my Clancy's player of the game. Then I decide who else is going to be there with her at the end of the game. That's how good she is. But every one of those girls that play are just outstanding.
The name you will hear most often from Dalton here today is Emma Granger, 6'2" senior. And she has totaled in excess of 450 spikes on the season. We'll return with the start of this match in just a moment. Our pregame underwriting sponsor is the In-Between, just south of Botkins. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And welcome back to the Wright State University. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We've got Division IV state semifinal volleyball coming up in just a moment. You heard previously from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, one of our longtime underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We salute LaCal. We could not have gotten off the ground here on the web, online, over 10 years ago without the support of LaCal Equipment. So we thank you very much, all the staff, associates, administrators at LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Other underwriting sponsors here today, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie,
Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. John Hip Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a real good look at primaryeyecare.org. And Sydney Car Care, South Fourth in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Shout-outs to these Rushi sponsors today. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board during the high school basketball tournament last March. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Gratitude to them. These ANA sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, offering on-time, high-tech computer solutions. Thanks to Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adams Tech Solutions in ANA near McCartyville. And Wells Brothers, Inc. on Shuey Drive in ANA, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in ANA on Shuey Drive. In between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. One of our pregame underwriting sponsors. Very good crowd from Jackson Center behind us. In fact, I think we've got more orange shirts directly to our rear representing Jackson Center, Chuck, than we do across the way from Dalton, which, by the way, is in the extreme eastern part of the state. The Dalton team, Dalton had to stay overnight last night. Jackson Center came here this morning. Advantage, disadvantage, either way, what do you think?
Oh, it's definitely an advantage. When I took two teams over to Ashland for softball back in the day at Pickle, and we had to stay, and we played Akron Springfield, who had to drive about 30 miles, and we had to spend, at least the coaches were not rested, and we had to spend all night trying to make sure the girls weren't out screwing around. So that made it a little easier for them. So I think being in your own bed and making it more like a regular season game where you get on the bus and drive down, I think that does give you an advantage.
Jackson Center Tigers with an outstanding season, undefeated, ranked number one all year long. It is an experience-laden club. The younger of the two teams clearly is Dalton, although the Bulldogs are paced by the frontline middle hitter, 6'2 senior Emma Granger. She is a star, an outstanding, tall young lady, long-haired redhead.
She's a big girl.
Yes. In stark comparison with three gals on the back line for Dalton, who are all about 5'3" tall.
That's why I think that's why she looks so much taller, because honestly, Jackson Center, pretty level in height all the way across.
Yes.
They are definitely less in size.
Granger with 60 blocks leads Dalton, and a young freshman, Kelsey Shute, is on top in digs. Lauren Hicks, a senior, leads the club in assists. And we are all set to go from right to left. Dalton serves to open up the match. Serve received by Cassie Meyer. Ahead to Elkert. Oh, a nice back set to a teammate. Here's a spike attempt by Jackson Center. Recovered nicely by Dalton. Dalton gets it up and over. Jackson Center. Elkert setting near side for Alicia Kessler. Jackson Center gets it back, but Dalton with a nice hit at the net off the fingertips of a Tiger. It goes off the court. Point Dalton to start.
Well, the Tigers were a little scattered that time because they had to scramble to get the ball, and she did a nice job of getting the ball to the open spot.
1-0 Dalton. Kelsey Shoup, the freshman, serving. Here's a spike at the net by Jackson Center. A big slam by Alicia Kessler, gotten back by Dalton. And 2 hits later by the Bulldogs, a point as the shot by Granger's driven down the near side. 2-0, Dalton leads. Diving to get the serve receive for Jackson Center is Cameron Haney. Dalton with 3 hits. Here's a kill by Granger at the net. Jackson Center goes off the floor to get it. Good recovery. 3 hits by Dalton. Here's Cameron Elkert. Nice set near side by Jackson Center for a teammate. Alicia Kessler drops it home. And it's 2-1. Dalton leads.
That was a heck of a play by Cameron Haney to keep that thing going, or it was going to be 3-0.
Jackson Center serving. Vanessa Winter gets the job done. Here's Granger with the net for Dalton. She finds an open spot right in front of the Tiger defense, and she dunks one in there. 3-1, Dalton in the lead. Serve, receive, Jackson Center. Elkert with a back set to a teammate. Here's a shot by Cameron Haney, and it is a violation to Jackson Center in the net. Point Dalton, which is up 4-1. Bulldogs serving. Meyer back line. Sends it up front to Elkert. Oh, she sets Cassie Meyer on the far side, and she blasts one around the antenna. Dalton could not handle it. No way to get that shot back from Cassie Meyer, and it's 4-2. Dalton leads. Serving for Jackson Center, Alicia Kessler. Serve receive by Kristen Shoup of Dalton. Goes to the near side of Jackson Center. What, 2 hits for the Tigers, Chuck?
I think he said she was in the net. I'm not sure I saw that, did you? I didn't see it.
A close call. It goes against Jackson Center. Point to Dalton. Dalton matches its biggest lead, 5-2. Dalton serving. Cassie Meyer serve receive to Cameron Elkert. All right, back to Cassie Meyer. Look out. She's got it. Faking the spike in front of Cassie Meyer was Alicia Kessler. Then Cassie followed right behind her. And she drilled it home. Here's Cameron Haney, marvelous server on the year, serving for the Tigers. A trail 5-3. Here's a back set for Granger of Dalton. And Granger knocks one over. Jackson Center, a little lift by the Tigers.
Yeah, she got one hand in the other on it.
And it's 6-3. Dalton leads. Emma Granger serving for Dalton. Here's a nice play on the back line by the Tigers. Well done by Caitlin Sosby. Up front it goes to the net. And what do we have? A violation in the net court?
No, put it out. It was out on the other side.
Ball was a bit wide by the Tigers. And then Emma Granger serves with a 7-3 lead for Dalton. And she plows that ball right smack dab into the middle of the net. Jackson Center will take it. 7-4, Dalton leads. Here's Cassie Meyer with a great top-end serve. It's a beauty in the far left corner of the floor. Wow, what a serve. That ball had a big dip on it, Chuck. As she sinks it into the corner, no one home for Dalton. 7-5, Jackson Center down 2. Cassie serves again. Same spot, perfect location. Ace once more for Cassie Meyer. Cassie Meyer, one of the leaders on this club in terms of aces all year long. She and Cameron Haney combined for about 130 of them.
And those last two serves were perfect.
Uh-huh. 3 straight points by Jackson Center, which is down 7-6. Here is a serve received by Kristen Shoup. She sends it to the net. That was a mistake, because Jackson Center is there for the easy spike right above the top of the netting. Who got that, Chuck?
That was whatever number that is right there.
Vanessa Winter.
Yes, thank you.
Here is a serve received by the Bulldogs of Dalton. And then a nice little tip shot, a floater at the net by Courtney Carruthers. Nice effort by her, the 5'10 junior. Little open area right in front of Kristen Ware. And after Jackson Center tied it at 7, it's now 8-7 Dalton. Serve received, Jackson Center, blocked back by Dalton. Here's Cassie Meyer flipping the top of the net, up and over. 3 hits by the club from Dalton. A shot to the back line off the fist of a Tiger. The Jackson Center team could not recover. Nice explosive left-hander by Carruthers at the net for Dalton to give the Bulldogs a 9-7 advantage. 3 hits for Dalton, set near side, and that shot goes way long. Miss.
Tigers are playing a little tentatively, I think, to start this.
Uh-huh.
There's a little pressure on them. I mean, to try to repeat's one of the hardest things you'll ever do.
5'10 junior Kristen Shoup missed on the last shot for Dalton. Here's a good serve at Jackson Center, down 1-9-8. Here is a set at the net for Jackson Center. Big kill by Alicia Kessler, and Dalton keeps it alive, salvages the rally, gets it up and over. 1, 2, 3 hits Jackson Center, 3 hits Dalton. Here's a back set for Jackson Center. It's a beauty. Wow, what a shot. Nicely done by Vanessa Winter. Good assist on the play by the Tigers.
Yeah, that was a good rally that time.
And we're tied right back up at 9. Here's Kristen Ware striding forward for Jackson Center. She drills the serve up and over. 3 hits on the Dalton side. Last shot is taken on the play by Lauren X. Here's Jackson Center at the netting with a shot. And it is a little wide of the mark. It is no good. Dalton earns the point to lead 10-9. Jackson Center has never led in this opening set. Serve received Jackson Center. Hit on the far side of the floor by Vanessa Winter. Tracking it down is Kristen Shoup for Dalton. 3 hits Jackson Center. Here's a kill attempt far side of the floor. Yes! Raquel Kessler. Oh, what a shot by Raquel.
Tell you what, she's only a sophomore, and she has done a real nice job in this tournament.
Big time velocity when she clubbed that one to even up the match at 10. 10 all. 6 feet, an inch tall, Raquel Kessler. Here's Cameron Elkert serving. She flies one over. Dalton scrambles to get it back. Here's a weak shot by Hicks. Up and over. Back set, Jackson Center, which goes cross court. Good! Cameron Haney gives the Tigers their first lead, 11-10. Boy, Haney's left arm is mighty strong.
And that's what I was getting ready to say. She has a nice changeup with that left hand up there.
Uh-huh. Serve received by Dalton, and Dalton errs at the net. The ball goes wide of the antenna. It's off the floor, and Jackson Center's up 12-10. Tigers applying the pressure. Dalton may need a timeout if Jackson Center gets this point. Here's a back set by Dalton. A little tip up and over. 3 hits by Jackson Center. Winter gets it over. Dalton gets it back. Shot's good by Dalton.
That was Courtney, almost a swing and a miss.
It was. Courtney Carruthers for Dalton. As you said, Chuck, got the pendulum moving, got a thumb on it, nearly whiffed, but it went in. 12-11 Jackson Center. Here's Cassie Meyer with a spike attempt. He goes to the back line. Dalton gets it back. Here's Granger up front, and she pounds one toward the back line. I think it's ruled a foot long.
It was a little bit long, but boy, that's a strong shot right there.
13-11, Jackson Center up 2. Tigers serving. It's Vanessa Winter. It's a dandy. It goes off the arm of a Dalton player. That is officially an ace. If the ball is not passed ahead to a teammate and there's no successful serve receive, it's an ace. Tigers get one to go up at 3, 14-11. Oh, what a block at the net by Jackson Center. Tremendous play. Alicia Kessler got it done. And there's that timeout from Dalton. The Bulldogs are reeling now. Jackson Center up 15-11. Set number one. Division 4 state semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
It is a game of momentum, that's for sure. Dalton had it at the start. Jackson Center, as Chuck pointed out, a bit tentative through the first 20 points of this match. And now the Tigers have gotten hot, they're loose, and they're up before.
Yeah, they're playing really well right now.
15-11, Jackson Center leads after the Dalton timeout. Vanessa Winter serves for Jackson Center. Dalton, serve received near side to Granger. Her kill attempt goes off the net. Jackson Center gets it back. Here's Cassie Meyer trying to drop one in. Good recovery by Dalton. 1, 2, 3 hits. The last by Granger. Wow, Cameron Elkert gets it up in the air. It goes 30 feet off the floor. The Tigers keep the rally alive. Good play by Cassie Meyer. Here's Granger, a little tip shot. Jackson Center's Elkert to Meyer. Meyer's kill blocked back by Granger. Tigers have got it. Little drop shot by Haney. Oh, what a rally here. Jackson Center up 4. Granger with a cross-court kill. No good. It's wide of the mark. 16-11, Jackson Center. Longest rally of this match. That was marvelous to watch, Chuck.
Yeah.
Vanessa Winter serving. She's on a roll. Here's Granger going off the floor, backpedaling to get it. Cassie Meyer then returned, and she shanked that one to the left.
I think she tried to make a play, and just was a little bit wide.
16-12, Jackson Center up four. Here is the serve by Dalton. It's Kristen Shoup. Near side to Cassie Meyer. Look out. And she goes up strong. She blasts that one down the far side of the floor. No chance for Dalton to reach it. And the Tigers get another point to go up five again, 17-12. Here's a good serve by Alicia Kessler. Set near side, but Dalton blocked at the net, but maybe breaking the plane was a Jackson Center player.
Went out.
It did go out. Yep. Okay. Blocked back by the Tigers. Just off the floor by a smidgen. 17-13. Jackson Center's lead is four. Here is Jackson Center. Haney on the serve receive. Oh, the ball goes up front. It comes right back to Cameron. And Cameron drops it in with the left hand. Beautiful play. Boy, you can tell the Tigers have worked on that practice after practice after practice. 18-13. Jackson Center up five. Cameron Haney serving again. Line drives it to the feet of Carruthers. Up front it goes to Kristen Shoup. Jackson Center dives to the floor to keep it alive. Here's three hits, the last by Granger. Oh, what a save by Soosby. She dug it off the floor. Point to Jackson Center. My, oh, my. That's a monumental point. Boy, if you're on the other side of the net, Chuck, that is a big-time morale dropper right there. What a play by Soosby of Jackson Center. Caitlin, 5'4", sophomore. Tremendous recovery. Jackson Center's biggest lead is six. Dalton goes off the floor. Soosby again comes up big. Soosby with two in a row for Jackson Center. 20-13. Tigers up seven. Jackson Center with a seven-point cushion after trailing by four early in this first set. Here's Dalton with a shot up front to Granger. Granger a little awkward on the spike attempt. It goes at the feet of the Tigers, who can't make the recovery. 20-14 now in favor of Jackson Center. Serve receive Tigers. Blocked back at the net by Carruthers. Dalton. Dalton gets it over. Blocked back by Jackson Center. Good recovery on the play by Dalton. Here's Cassie Meyer at the net for Jackson Center. Good hit by her. Raquel Kessler there too. And then Dalton comes up way long on the return. And it's 21-14. In favor of Jackson Center. Tigers mount their second seven-point advantage. Here's Cassie Meyer with a big-time serve. It's near the back line. It's inches off the floor. No good. 21-15. Jackson Center ahead to six. Serving here for Dalton is Kennedy Siders, a 5'5 sophomore. She glides up ahead. Here is Jackson Center trying to get to it. Attempt by Kristen Ware. And that missed. Yep. That one is shaved off the right side of her hand over our heads here at Press Row. 21-16, Jackson Center up five, two in a row for Dalton. Siders on the serve. Serve received, Cassie Meyer. Here's Jackson Center at the net. A little tip shot applied by Raquel Kessler. It doesn't get over. Tigers might have been in the net as well. Three in a row now for Dalton. 21-17. Siders serving well now for Dalton. Line drives it to the back of the floor. Good recovery by Cameron Haney up front to Cassie Meyer. Meyer hits it up and over. Here is Kelsey Shoup, far side of the floor for Dalton. Up and over to Jackson. Tigers get it back. Little tip shot of the net, but Dalton, Jackson Center, tracks it down. Nicely done. Cassie Meyer finishes it. Here is one, two, a third hit by Dalton. A set far side of the floor for Jackson Center. And a beautiful kill. Raquel Kessler comes up big time. That stops the string of three straight by Dalton. And it's a 22-17 first set. Jackson Center 3 points away from taking set number one. Good serve, far side of the floor. Dalton with a recovery at the net. And that shot is fumbled to the back line of Jackson Center. Might have touched the fingertip of a Tiger. Award the point to Dalton.
I'd have to see the replay on that one.
Tigers didn't complain. The official made the call right away. Here's a left-handed serve by Dalton from Katie Huff. And Huff's serve received, but Jackson Center is a little off to the left. No good. Tigers misfire on a couple in a row. No, wait, was that shot on the line, Chuck?
Vanessa Winter with a kill.
That shot by Vanessa was on the line. Cameron Elker gets set to serve. And Dalton says, no, we got to take another timeout because Jackson Center is within two now, 23-18. 2 points away from taking set number one on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
After an early match run, taking seven of the first game's initial 10 points and leading 7-3, Dalton has fallen behind by five, 23-18. Jackson Center streaking, Cameron Elkert serving as the Tigers try to finish off this opening set. Elkert works forward. Line drives it to the back line. It's mishandled. What a serve by Cameron. Kennedy Sivers tried to dig that one. Chuck had no chance and handcuffed her. Tied her up.
Yeah, she wasn't prepared for how hard it was coming.
Cameron serving again. Yeah. Tigers 1 point away. Here's a block at the net by Jackson Center. Nearly a great point by Alicia Kessler. But a fine retrieve on the play by Dalton. Here's a slam by Dalton down the near side of the floor. Yes, it's in. Nicely done by Kristen Shoup to make it 24-19. Jackson Center needs 1 point here. 5 point lead, Tigers. Serving Kelsey Shoup for Dalton. Here's a big slam at the net by Jackson Center. Great set on the play by Elkert. And on the finish for Jackson Center is Alicia Kessler. And the Tigers put Dalton in the opening set of this Division IV state semifinal, 25-19 Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work. Work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jackson Center defeats Dalton 25-19 in set number one. of this best three of five state semifinal volleyball match here at Wright State University. Chuck, I think we mentioned the name of every single Tiger two or three times in that game opening set victory. It was certainly a team effort, well-rounded performance by Kim Metz's team.
Well, that's what you expect to see out of them, too. Excuse me.
Balance, balance, balance. There are no holes. It is a mighty strong club all the way across the board on the front and on the back. Cameron Elkert starts off set number two, serving. She finished the first set with outstanding serving. Here's a set for Emma Granger up front for Dalton, and she clubs one to the far left corner. It's good.
Well, that's how they started the game. They didn't get to Granger quite as much after they fell behind.
That's a good point. Exactly right, Chuck. Tigers were able to keep the ball away from her. Here's Jackson Center serve received. Here's a shot near side of the floor, but Cameron Haney, well done, as she pokes that one in the near side. Kristen Shoup goes lunging for it for Dalton. Can't get a fist on it, and we're tied up at one each. Serving now for Jackson Center is Vanessa Winter. Serve received by Dalton, far left side of the floor. Kennedy Siders gets the point. The 5'5 sophomore for Dalton. She hammers one into an open area. 2-1, Dalton on top. Dalton led 2-1 in the beginning of the first set. Lauren Hicks, 5'7 senior, serving. It goes to Cassie Meyer for Jackson Center to Elkert. Back to Cassie, near side. Look out, deflected by Dalton. Dalton does salvage it. Granger knocks it up and over. Elkert setting again for Cassie Meyer. Tip shot, near side of the floor. Diving goes Hicks. She gets it up and over. Three hit Jackson Center, last by Haney. Gotten back by Granger of Dalton. The spike is in on the far left side. Cameron went sprawling for it. Couldn't latch on to it. It's 3-1, Dalton in the lead. Dalton led 7-3 through the first 10 points of the opening set before falling in the end of six. Here's Jackson Center with the ball pounded down the far right side. Yes, Tigers got it.
That was Haney. I tell you, she used that left hand again. They put it right on the line.
Well done by Cameron Haney. 3-2 in favor of Dalton. Serving Jackson Center, it's Alicia Kessler. Here's a block at the net. Three hits by Dalton. Cassie Meyer stuffs it right down Dalton's throat. Point Jackson Center. We're tied up at three. Serving now, 6'2 senior, Alicia Kessler for Jackson Center. She walks forward. Dalton gets it back. Here's a third hit, far side of the floor. Tried by Katie Huff. It missed. The lefty went up. Tried to go cross court. Mr. Mark, it was outside the white line. Jackson Center's ahead 4-3. Alicia serving again. Here's a set up front for Granger. She pushes one up and over. Elkert sets in the middle of the floor. Look out. Big time spike by Kristen Ware. What a set on the play by Cameron Elkert. The Tigers are clicking.
I love those quick sets, boy. There's no way you can be prepared for that.
Alicia Kessler to Kristen Shoup. To Siders, to Granger's cross-court kill. Got it. Dalton racks up a point to make it 5-4. Jackson Center ahead by one. Granger serving. 6'2 senior. The leader of this club, make no mistake about it, but Dalton's got some very good youth. Here is a fine serve by Dalton. Jackson Center sprays it off the floor. No, and we're tied up at five. The team split the first 10 points of the second set. Jackson Center up one set to none. And there's a service miscue by Granger of Dalton. As she flipped that one into the netting below the net cord at 6-5, Jackson Center up one. Has Jackson Center had a service error in this match yet, Chuck?
I think Cassie Meyer went a little deep.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Serve received by Dalton. Three hits, Tigers. Here's a little push shot at the net. The Dalton Bulldogs, Kennedy Siders, with the Jackson Center with a tremendous kill. Is that Raquel Kessler, Chuck? Raquel drilled it?
Yeah, Kessler drilled it. I'll tell you what, that should not have been their point, and they turned it into a heck of a play.
Sure did. 6'1 sophomore Raquel Kessler. Boy, did she ever hammer that one in. Another kill. Cassie Myers got it. Jackson Jackson Center really thumping Dalton right now, one spike after another. 8-5 lead Tigers. If I played up front against her, I think I'd have to wear a football helmet. Cameron Haney, a terrific server. It goes at the feet of Sider. She dives, gets it over to Carruthers. Into Jackson Center's back line. Here's a kill far side of the floor. Got it! Again, Kristen Ware this time. It's one of the two Kesslers. Then it's Ware. Then it's Cassie Meyer. Then it's Winner. With sets from Soulsby and Elkert, and the Tigers lead 9-5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to assist small businesses with high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, virus spyware service upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, and more. Adams Tech Solutions, high-quality computer service on time. Adam Rice is prepped. Phone 937-538-6948 for timely, high-quality computer service. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Hanna near McCartyville. Cameron Haney serving for Jackson Center, which leads 9-5. Here is a set for Kelsey Shoup. She hits it up and over for Dalton. Here's a kill attempt near side by Cassie Meyer. Dalton with a recovery. It goes to the far side to Kelsey Shoup again. Here is a cross-court set for Cassie Meyer. Yes, she's got it. Diving for the ball for two Dalton players. But no recovery that time by Siders or Kelsey Shoup. Cameron Haney rolling, serving again, 10-5 Jackson Center. Haney just goes up over the top of the net by an inch or two. Here is Dalton, far side of the floor. Katie Huth on the shot. Jackson Center in the net, trying to block it back. Point to Dalton. And it's 10-6, Tigers up 4.
Well, Ware did a nice job of blocking that, but she couldn't get the ball off her body.
Sider serving for Dalton. Serve receive Jackson Center. Here's a set near side for Raquel Kesler, and you can count it.
She's having a heck of a match.
Oh, she is. Raquel Kesler earns another point. The sophomore's on fire. 11-6, Jackson Center up 5. Cassie Meyer serving, and it's a beauty. It's down the left side. Lurching for it went Katie Huff for the Dalton Bulldogs, but she had absolutely no chance, Chuck, as Cassie put that in no man's land. 12-6, Jackson Center up 6. Here's Huff with a serve receive. Oh, she tried to dig it off the floor, and it went crooked. Cassie Meyer, very difficult to serve receive against. A lot of topspin, significant drop in her serve. She throws it way up in the air, and that time, Chuck, sinks it a little too much. It's in the net.
Well, I think her toss was not great.
Right.
And she could see on her face that was not what she wanted to see.
Timing was off. 13-7, Jackson Center with 6. Meyer, serve, receive, near side it goes on the play to Soulsby. And then we've got, a couple hits against the Tigers to the right?
Yeah, they couldn't get they never got the ball over the net.
13-8, Dalton gets two in a row. Left-handed serve by Huth for Dalton, spelled H-U-T-H. She gets it into the Jackson Center side of the floor. And then the Tigers drop one over on Dalton's side, and it skims down the net right at the feet of a couple Dalton frontliners. Miscommunication there. Shot didn't come over like Dalton had figured, and Jackson Center gets an easy point, 14-8. Serve received Dalton with Granger out of the game right now. Here's a shot by Carruthers at the net. Blocked back by whom from Jackson, Chuck?
Take your pick. Alicia Whale, probably. Alicia Kesler, I mean.
Two or three white shirts up front, 15-8. Jackson Center blitzing Dalton, now by 7, already leading 1-0. Strong serve by Kristen Ware of Jackson Center. Serve received far side of the floor by Dalton. Good job by Kristen Shoup as Jackson Center tries to track it down. Can't. Good effort by Kristen Ware. Point to Dalton, 15-9. Jackson Center up 6. Interesting, Chuck. Emma Granger out for a while, now back in. Here's a kill attempt by Jackson Center. It is Alicia Kessler at the net, and she clouts that one a bit hard.
Missed it. Now Granger has come out on the rotation in both games now.
16-10. Jackson Center up 6. Serve received by the Tigers. Here's a shot near side by Vanessa Winter. Gotten back by Dalton. And then a lift or two hits against Jackson Center. 16-11. Dalton's lead is 5. Or I should say Jackson Center's lead is 5. Serve Kelsey Shoup. Serve received Cassie Meyer. Up front to Alicia Kessler. She tips one over. Dalton gets it back. Here's a try by Dalton's Kristen Shoup. No. Way too long. Or did it hit the line, Chuck? No, wait, we've got controversy. Who got the point? Confusion reigns.
Unless they called out a touch, that thing was at least 10 feet out.
And apparently a very, very slight deflection to Jackson Center. And now the two referees at the far side in white shirts confer to get this figured out. Will it remain? Service Dalton. No. It's corrected.
They got it right.
Yes. Point Jackson Center. That is significant because Dalton would have pulled within 3 at 15-12. Instead, Jackson Center goes up 5, 16-11. And Cameron Elkert serves. I'd mark down point 12 for Dalton, but take it away. Elkert serving to Kristen Shoup. Up front to Siders. Set near side on the play for Carruthers. And she belts one into the far corner of the floor. Jackson Center went diving for it. Point to Dalton. 16-12. Dalton down 4 to Jackson Center. Jackson Center serve receive. Back set by Elkert. It goes to a teammate, Vanessa Winter. And she tries to nail one cross court. Sharp angle. But it's a little long. Bounced right into press row. 16-13 now. A 7-point Jackson Center lead at 15-8 has been trimmed. Serve received Jackson Center. The bleeding is stopped by Alicia Kessler. Oh, she clubs one home. Big time spike at the net.
Too many weapons.
Yes. Yeah, about the time you look out for Cassie Meyer, it's Ware or Winter or one of the Kesslers doing damage at the net. 4-point lead Jackson Center. And here's Cameron Haney almost slapping one in. Tip shot at the net by Granger for the Dalton Bulldogs. Yes, she gets it inside the line on the back. 17-14, Jackson Center up 3. Serving Lauren Hicks for Dalton. Big sequence of points coming up here. Dug off the floor nicely by Winter. Up front to Haney. Haney with a left-hand shot. Recovery by Dalton. Little tip at the net is a dandy by Siders of Dalton, which gets the point to make it 17-15.
Alicia Kessler's holding up 2 fingers towards the official. She's right. That was an obvious double hit.
Yeah, it sure looked like it. Dalton may have committed an error. And now Jackson Center can handle the serve. It's a well-done shot. They glanced off the forearm of Kristen Ware. Excellent service by Lauren Hicks to make it a 17-16 match now. Jackson Center serve receive. Wow, Meyer goes way off the floor to retrieve. Here's a set near side for Granger of Dalton. Big point underway. Cassie Meyer with a spike to the back line. Good recovery by Hicks of Dalton. Here's a shot at the net by Dalton Bulldogs. Katie Huff. It's good. We're tied at 17. Let's see if head coach Kim Metz uses a timeout. She does. We split 34 points right down the middle. In set number 2, Tigers up 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, Chuck, Jackson Center led 15-8 in this second set. 9 of the last 11 points have been tallied by Dalton. What has happened?
Well, I think maybe Jackson started posting just a little bit. I mean, this is a good volleyball team. They're in the state semifinals. They got some players.
And we're finding out that the Dalton Bulldogs have a lot more than 6'2" leader Emma Granger. Serving here is Laura Nix for Dalton. She's done a very good job. And the Tigers need to make a clean serve-receive here. Let's see what play's been set up. Ball goes to the back line to Winner. To Elkert, near side to Cassie Meyer. Little tip shot right at the feet of Siders. Three hits Dalton, last one by Granger. Good recovery by Jackson Center. Set up front for Cassie Meyer. Blocked back at the net by Granger, but she's over the net cord. Violation, big point. Meyer against Granger. Tigers win out 18-17. Jackson Center up one. Here's a serve by Jackson Center's Alyssa Kessler. Down the near side. It's off the floor. No. We're tied at 18 each. Granger serving. Granger to Meyer. Meyer to Elkert. Setting for Haney. She goes cross court. Good recovery by Siders. Siders far side of the floor to Kristen Chup. Up and over for Dalton. And then Jackson Center cannot connect. Mishandled on the far side. And Dalton inches ahead by a point. 19-18. As that shot by Dalton handcuffed Jackson Center. Tigers need a point to get even. Set near side for Cassie Meyer. Blocked back by Dalton. Good! What a play by Courtney Carruthers.
Yeah, you don't see that very often.
Cassie Meyer was blocked right back. Point to the Bulldogs. Lead by two, 20-18. Set Jackson Center. Haney goes down the far side with left hand, and she windmills one in. Huge point right there. 20-19. Dalton up one. Haney serving for Jackson Center. Need one of her patented shots right here. It goes toward the back line. Dalton lets it soar past him. It missed. It's long. Dalton up two again. 21-19.
Seeing a little bit of nerves right now, I think, out of the Tigers.
Mm-hmm. Kennedy Sider serving here for Dalton. It's at the feet of Sosby. Sosby up front to Haney. Haney to Raquel Kessler on the near side. She tries to angle it. Far deep corner and did not make it. Dalton within three of taking set number two, 22-19. Dalton Bulldogs lead. Serving well, Siders for Dalton. Here's a back set, Cassie Meyer. Look out, got it! Cassie Meyer hammers one in. Beautifully done by Cameron Elker, 22-20. Jackson Center down two. Tigers trail 22-19 before that point. Cassie Meyer has the honor to serve here. 22-20, Dalton leads. Jackson Center up one set to none. Cassie lofts it high in the air. Serves right at the feet of Kristen Shoup. One, two, three hits up and over by Dalton. Here's a shot to Jackson Center. Middle of the floor to Cassie Meyer. It hits the top of the netting. Stays there for a brief second and is repelled right back. 23-20, Dalton. Dalton 2 points away from tying up this match at a set each. Here's a serve by Huff. It's a good one. Near side for Jackson Center. Kill attempt. Nicely done by Vanessa Winter. Blocked back by Dalton, but it goes crooked around the antenna into the hands of the official. And it's 23-21 in favor of Dalton. Jackson Center needs a string of points right here. Serving Kristen Ware. Up to the front line. Third hit by Dalton. Down the left side of the floor. A spike shot by Shoup. No good. No. It's off the floor. 23-22. Dalton up one. We got a thriller here in set number two. Serving again is Ware. Ware drives one near side to Siders. Siders with a back set. Far side of the floor. It goes to Kristen Shoup. A block attempt by Jackson Center. But it's no good. Good team play there by Dalton to earn the point. 24-22. Dalton a point away from tying this thing up at one set all. Here is Jackson Center up front to Haney. Haney goes middle of the floor to Alicia Kessler. Gotten back by Dalton. Alicia up and over again. Here's Granger with a spike attempt at the net. Got it. Off the fingertips of Ware. And Dalton, once trailing 15-8 in the second set, rallies. to defeat Jackson Center 25-22 after Jackson Center won the opener 25-19. We're all tied, a set apiece on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee amidst the Jackson Center cheering section. The Tigers and Dalton are even up one set apiece. Nice comeback by Dalton. Several of these Dalton Bulldogs, Chuck, pale in size to Emma Granger. But an outstanding team effort by Dalton to rally from a 15-8 deficit to overcome Jackson Center and win 25-22 in set number two to deadlock this match.
Well, as the score got tighter, it looked like Jackson tightened up a little bit.
Sure did.
They just need to relax and play their game and they'll be fine.
Jackson Center took set number one, 25-19. Dalton grabbed set number two, 25-22. Jackson Center trailed for the first 40% of that opening set. Then steamrolled to a six-point victory. Jackson Center came out strong in set number two, led by seven, 15-8. And then Dalton really bared down and whipped Jackson Center by three. Serving Kelsey Shoup to start for Dalton. Here is Haney. Kill attempt, far side of the floor for Jackson Center. Three hits by Dalton. Shot is no good, much too hard. And Dalton is saying that Jackson Center tipped it, but that wasn't even close.
Nah, it looked like it was about 4 or 5 inches above her hand.
And that's the first time now in three sets that Jackson Center has scored the set's first point. Here's Granger at the net for Dalton. Look out. Wow, she whipped that one over the top of the net cord off the hip of the Tiger to even up the second set at 1-1. Here's Kristen Shoup serving for Dalton. Far side of the floor, Cassie Meyer down the left side for Jackson Center. Dalton with the recovery. It's Granger at the net. She's got another one.
They're gaining confidence as this thing goes on. That's scary for Jackson Center.
2-1, Dalton leads. Serve received, Jackson Center. Going off the floor is Ware. Up front to Cassie Meyer. Meyer down the left side. I think she's got it. It is on the stripe. Accurate attempt by Cassie Meyer to tie it up at 2-2. Serving here for Jackson Center, Alicia Kessler. Three hits, back set for Granger. Granger goes cross court for Dalton, no good. Good 3 feet off the floor.
Yeah, she tried to make a play that honestly wasn't going to happen.
Nope. Here is Alicia Kessler serving for Jackson Center. Line drives, one over to Kelsey Shoup. Here's a back set. Near side of the floor for Siders for Dalton. And then Jackson Center retrieves. It's Haney on the near side of the floor with the make. And it's 4-2, Jackson Center. Alicia Kessler serving for the Tigers. Line drives it at the feet of Siders. Siders flicks it over. Oh, Jackson Center's aware. It's Haney coming up big. 5-2, Jackson Center. Good opening to set number three for the orange and black. Kessler stringing good serves together right now. Oh, diving at the feet of a teammate is Siders for Dalton. No chance. Alicia Kessler with a wicked serve, Chuck. 6-2, Tigers.
This is the start that Jackson needed here.
Kessler again. Kelsey Shue goes off the floor. Up front to Kristen, to Granger. Oh, up and over to Cameron Elkert. Elkert sets far side for Meyer. Meyer spike attempt. Got back by Dalton. But at the net, the shot is in the Jackson Center. Kristen Ware comes up big. 7-2, Jackson Center. Great beginning to set number three. We're tied up. One set each. 7-2, Jackson Center in set three on scorersbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled to perfection patties of our own fresh, never frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
So many thanks to these underwriting sponsors on ScoresBroadcast.com, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA Program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, and Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Jackson Center serving. Here's a set up front for Granger of Dalton. Tigers up five. Make it six. Cassie Meyer drops one at the feet of Siders of Dalton. 8-2, Jackson Center. Red hot serving right now is Alicia Kessler. Number 34 pounds, one down the left side. Recovery by Carruthers of Dalton. Sets it near side for a teammate. It goes to Siders, and Jackson Center is ruled to what be in the net?
They said Kristen Ware was under the net. She stepped across the line under the net.
Close call goes against Jackson Center. It's 8-3. Dalton down five now. Here is a serve by Dalton's Lauren Hicks. Jackson Center three hits. It goes far side to Cassie Meyer. Oh, what a shot by Cassie. My goodness, Chuck, what a sharp angle. She went from one antenna to the other antenna and dropped it in on the line.
Well, that's that volleyball IQ you were talking about before the game.
9-3, Jackson Center up six. Cameron Haney with the left-hand serve. 1-2-3 hits. Dalton back set Granger. Blocked back by Jackson Center. Got it. Tigers at the net, really feeling good about themselves now. That was a two-time effort. Raquel Kessler and Cassie Meyer to make it 10-3. Haney sends one across to Siders. Siders goes near side to Kelsey Shue. Another block back. Raquel Kessler is there again along with Kristen Ware. 11-3, Jackson Center. Tigers pouring it on early here in set three. Haney serving again. Line drives it back line. Kelsey Shue up front to Granger. Granger hammers one. Tigers try to block it. Can't do it. Point to Dalton. 11-4. Tigers up seven. Granger serving for Dalton. She is standing still practically as she knocks the serve up and over. Jackson Center sets it up front for Raquel Kessler. Gotten back by Dalton. And three hits on the Tigers' side. The ball falls to the floor. To the Jackson Center side of the net, Kristen Ware with a valiant effort. 11-5 now. Dalton down six. Sosby on the serve receive. Goes far side to Raquel Kessler. And here is Dalton scrapping to get it back. Good recovery. Push shot up and over on the play by Haney. Dalton gets it back. Haney sets for Cassie Meyer. And it goes off the arm of a Dalton player. Point to the Tigers. 12-5. Jackson Center leads in set three. We're tied up in a set each. Cassie Meyer serving for Jackson Center. Oh, a lot of lift on that ball. And then she sinks it right at the feet of Siders. Let's see, the ball might have hit the ground. It did.
It did. Good call by the official.
Yes, Siders actually trapped it. She got it back, or it so appeared, but the ball skimmed off the floor. Good serving to Cassie Meyer, 13-5, Jackson Center. Cassie again, same result, right at the foot of Kelsey Shoup, who had no chance. Terrific serving right now by Cassie Meyer.
Well, that last set seemed to have waken them up a little bit.
Dalton may need another timeout. Meyer serving, back line to Siders. Up front it goes to Kelsey Shoup. She gets it across. What do we have? Both going half good at the net.
Never made it across. So it was just three hits and never getting across.
Dalton, you're right, Chuck. Dalton touched it at least four times on the Dalton side. Looked like Jackson Center eventually blocked it back anyway. Another great serve by Cassie Meyer. Hicks saves it, though. No, she didn't. It bounced on the hardwood. 16-5, Jackson Center. There's that timeout from Dalton. We're tied up a set apiece, but Jackson Center is bearing Dalton here in the third set, 16-5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Tell you what, Chuck, the serving of Cassie Meyer has really swung this third set in the Tigers' favor big time.
Yeah, she's just an all-around player. She's a great basketball player, just an athlete, smart kid, and to top it all off, one of the nicest kids you're going to meet.
Well, Jackson Center has rolled out to a 16-5 lead in the third set of this Division IV state semifinal. Dalton with a nice comeback to take set two, 25-22. But Jackson Center has come out with a vengeance here in the third set. Serve receive against Cassie Meyer, but Dalton. Jackson Center, 1-2-3. It's the last by Raquel Kessler. Dalton gets it back, so does Jackson Center. Here's a shot by Hicks at Dalton. Wow, way too long. That was off the court by 6 or 7 feet. Jackson gets another point. And guess what? Cassie Meyer continues to serve. Way up in the air it goes. She sinks it at the feet of Siders. Siders with a skyscraper 30 feet up in the air. And Dalton does get it back. Here is three hits in the Jackson Center on the Jackson Center side, the last of which by Raquel Kessler. Tightrope the net for about 5 feet and fell back on the side of the Tigers. 17-6 now. Dalton down 11. Serving here for Dalton is Kennedy Siders. Jackson Center's Haney at the net. Oh, here's an accidental shot dropped in on the play by Kelsey Shoup of Dalton. She's actually laughing about it. She nearly whiffed, had her back to the net, and the ball dropped in an open area. Jackson Center was not expecting it. And then a misfire on a serve by Kennedy Siders of Dalton. That one hurts the Bulldogs. 18-7. Jackson Center leads by 11. Serving now, Kristen Ware for Jackson Center. At the feet of Siders, far right side for Shoup. It's Kelsey Shoup trying to knock one over, and little Kelsey hits it in the net. It falls right back at her, and Jackson Center earns another point. 19-7, Tigers. Serving again is Ware. Far side of the floor to Carruthers. Near side to Siders. Up and over, Jackson Center with a quick recovery. And then here's a kill attempt at the net on the play by Kristen Shoup of Dalton. But again, it's much too long. 20-7, Jackson Center.
Well, it's like trying to hit the ball over a wall, and you have no choice. If you try to hit it where you're going to have it in, it's going to be blocked right back at you.
Yeah, the attempt to counter that height of Jackson Center by going over the outstretched arms of that front line, and you tend to pummel the ball off the floor too deep. And here is a shot at the net by Dalton. It hits the net cord, comes right back. Jackson Center with a good 1-2-3 punch at the net. Gets another point to make it 21-7. Here's a great serve. Well done. off the arm of Siders. Streaking now is Kristen Ware, serving for Jackson Center, which has pulled to do a 22-7 advantage here in the third set. We're tied at one set each. Changes for Dalton. Serving Kristen Ware for Jackson Center. She starts 10 feet off the floor, strides ahead, pounds it to the far side to Kelsey Shoup, and Shoup's shot is a good one. Raquel Kessler went up to block it, couldn't get it done. 22-8 in favor of Jackson Center. It would take a miraculous comeback for Dalton to pull out this third set. Serving is Katie Hunt. The Jackson Center set far side. Look out. Vanessa Winner makes it. Winner Ware. The two Kesslers, Cassie Meyer, tracking down balls. Cameron Elkert all over the floor. Now she's serving. Sosby has had a tremendous floor game in this match. She really sparkled early on today. Good serve by Elkert. 23-8 lead. Jackson Center set up front. In! That ball was clouded hard by Alicia Kessler. Dalton had no chance. Emma Granger in the rotation. The big 6'2 gal on the bench now for Dalton. 24-8. Set point here for Jackson Center. Good serve by Elkert. Recovery on the play by Dalton. Cassie Meyer dives. Set near side. Haney. Good! Haney with a spike. Cameron Haney belts one in. Jackson Center retaliates in quick fashion to drub Dalton 25-8 in set number three to lead 2-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Rookin's in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com.
Jackson Center Tigers saw a nice lead slip away, Chuck, in the second set. But the Tigers said, hey, we are not going to have any more of it in set number three, quickly dispatching Dalton to the tune of 25-8. Wow, that was total domination by the Orange and Black, coach by Kim Metz, who are shooting for a repeat. First, you got to win the state semi to have a chance to take that state championship game tomorrow at 3, should the Tigers take this next set and move on to the state title contest. We'll have it for you at 2:40 on scoresbroadcast.com tomorrow afternoon. We'll start the match at 3, and the opponent will be either Macomb or Tuscarawa Central Catholic. They collide in the match after this one in the other D4 volleyball state semifinal. Wow, what a second set, but Jackson Center, what changes did you see, Chuck? Just much more determination?
Yeah, I mean, basically, they just looked like, as soon as Dalton started coming back, it looked like Jackson tightened up a little bit. But, boy, they were loose in that set, and I have a feeling that's what we're going to get ready to see here. I'd be shocked if, I don't think 25-8, but I'll be shocked if it's not an easy run here in the fourth and final one.
Well, for sure, Dalton needs a good beginning to this fourth set.
No doubt about it.
Because
no
if
doubt.
Jackson Center grabs the momentum right away, the crowd will be behind the Tigers for sure. And Dalton just might succumb to the pressure, as Dalton was unloaded on the Jackson Center in set number three. A 25-8 victory by the Tigers, who won the first set 25-19. Dalton came from behind to take set number two, 25-22. Cameron Elkert who is red hot, finishing up that third set serving, serves to start set four. Here's a cross-court kill attempt on the play by Shoup. Dalton, and then Jackson Center gets it back. A beautiful set at the net, and a kill is well done. Was that Winter?
Kristen Ware.
Kristen Ware and Vanessa Winter at the net. Ware gets credit for it. 1-0 Jackson Center. Elkert serving. Serve received by Dalton. Emma Granger with a spike off the arm of Alicia Kessler of Jackson Center. And we are all tied up at one each.
It's amazing. I mean, Granger goes out of the game for long spells. She must have some holes in her game that they can't have her out there if she's not on the front line.
Exactly. You're right, Chuck. Here's a good shot by Jackson Center. Kristen Ware knocks that one cross court, found an area in the zone of Dalton that was open. Accurate shot by Ware. 2-1 Jackson Center. We got a rally going here. A lot of tipping and blocking at the net. Trying to keep it alive. Oh, what a great shot. Tremendous play by Kayla Sparks off the bench for Dalton. Cassie Meyer recovers for Jackson Center. Here's a set for Granger. Granger tips it into the Jackson Center half. It is Cassie Meyer with a good shot. And then Cassie's effort goes down the near side. It is on the proper side of the antenna, and it's in on the line. It just nicked it.
It did, but it was a good shot.
3-1 Jackson Center. Dismay on the faces of the Bulldog players, but credit Jackson Center with the point. And another Alicia Kessler with a block at the net. Oh, the size of the Tigers coming up big. 6'2 senior Alicia Kessler. 6'1 sophomore Raquel Kessler. Jackson Center up 4-1. Here's a shot by the Tigers. Was that Cassie Meyer? Yes. Cassie. Oh, she splattered one at the feet of a couple of Dalton players in the far right corner of the floor. 5-1 Jackson Center leads. Up 2-1. Here is a shot by Granger at the net for Dalton, and she has it blocked right back in her face.
And hit her right in the nose. She probably doesn't get that much during the season.
Jackson Center really pumped up. Boy, the Tigers are confident now. 6-1 lead in what could be the final set of this match. Here's Granger at the net for Dalton, and she blasts that one much too far. It's no good. It's over the line. 7-1 Jackson Center. Tigers couldn't have asked for a better beginning. Very poor start, not what Dalton wanted. Here's Cassie Meyer, back set to Haney. Haney over the net to Granger of Dalton. Serve received, shot up and over by Kelsey Shoup of Dalton. Knocked back on the play by Haney of Jackson Center. Oh, good recovery, going off the floor beautifully. Is Vanessa Winter for Jackson Center, up front to Haney. What a rally here. Three hits by Dalton, last of which by Granger. Three hit Jackson Center, the last of which by Alicia Kessler is good. 8-1 Jackson Center. Dalton may need a timeout. Here it comes. Timeout Bulldogs. Jackson Center up 2-1, leading 8-1 in the fourth on scorersbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Beth, thanks so much to Jeff Bray, who helped found scoresbroadcast.com. He's communicating with us today, and he just noted, Chuck, that he hopes for our sake McComb wins the other state semi so we don't have to worry about trying to pronounce Tuscarawas Central Catholic all afternoon long beginning at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
I spent a lot of time over in Janaden Hutton, Ohio, which is in Tuscarawas County. I got pretty good at saying it.
Pretty good at saying what?
Tuscarawas.
Or Janaden Hutton.
Janaden Hutton.
8-1, Jackson Center leads by 7. Here is a kill attempt at the net by Granger of Dalton, gotten back by Jackson Center. Set near side, Cassie Meyer, and Dalton can't scrape it off the floor. Point for Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center, and it's 9-1 Tigers.
A lot of frustration on the faces of the Dalton girls right now.
Oh, the nonverbal language shown by Dalton is not what the head coach Allison Hostetler of the Bulldogs would like to see right now. Here's a violation at the net against Jackson Center. That stops the bleeding. Dalton gets a point to make it 9-2. Jackson Center had taken 9 of the first 10 points here in the fourth set, leading 2-1. Serving Hicks for Dalton. Jackson Center serve receive. Cameron Elkert near side to Cassie Meyer. Recovery by Dalton. The ball goes way up in the air, some 25 feet. Kelsey Shute gets it over. Three hits. Elkert to Alicia Kessler. Slam attempt by her, gotten back by Dalton. Near side, it goes on the play to Katie Huth. She gets it up and over. Here's Cassie going cross court for Jackson Center. No good. She missed it. Tough angle. 9-3. Jackson Center up 6. Leading 2-1. Tigers trying to earn a berth in the state championship in D4 tomorrow at 3. Tigers will go for a repeat. Cameron Elkert setting. Alicia Kessler finishing at the net for Jackson Center, and it's 10-3. Alicia Kessler serving. She walks up forward to Siders. Granger gets the set. Slams it. Oh, good recovery. Cameron Elkert goes near side to Cassie Meyer. Off the fingertips of a Bulldog player. No chance for Dalton, which is down 11-3 in the fourth set. Jackson Center up 2-1. Alicia Kessler line drive serve to the back line. Katie Huth has got it. Up front to Siders. Punches it over with the left fist. Cameron Elkert set to Haney. Haney to Kelsey Shute. Up front to Granger for Dalton. Here's Cameron Elkert to Cassie Meyer. She clubs one, gotten back by Kristen Shute. Up front to Dalton's Katie Huth. Good recovery, Jackson Center. A tip shot at the net, but Kristen Ware is in. Kristen Ware comes up big for the Tigers again. 12-3 in favor of Jackson Center. 9-point spread. Here is serve received by Dalton, far left side. It is Siders, gets it up and over. Haney with a shot for Jackson Center. Well done. She windmilled the left arm and cracked that one cross court right on the stripe. 13-3, Jackson Center. The defending state champs on a roll. 12 points away from a berth in the state championship and a shot at a repeat. Here's Granger coming up big for Dalton. She's got a kill attempt at the net. It's in there. 13-4, Jackson Center ahead by 9. Leading 2-1. Granger serving for Dalton. Knocks it to Cassie Meyer. Meyer to Elkert. Oh, what a set. And finishing it off on the play is Kristen Ware for Jackson Center. That was a rocket. Well, that was a torpedo-like kill from Kristen Ware. She blazed a trail on that one. You can still see the smoke in the air, Chuck.
And what a run by Cameron Elkert on that last series.
14-4, Jackson Center up 10. Serve received by Dalton. Left side of the floor, Siders. It goes to Jackson Center's back line, and the Tigers can't track it down. Good effort by Vanessa Winter. 14-5, Jackson Center ahead by 9, leading 2-1. Serving here, Kennedy Siders for Dalton. To Sosby of Jackson Center, up front to Haney. Near side to Raquel Kessler. Good! She's got it. 15-5, Jackson Center.
Tons of seniors out there for the Tigers, but Raquel Kessler is back next year.
Here is Cassie Meyer with that topspin serve of hers. No good. It's too hard. A foot too strong off the end of the floor. 15-6. Jackson Center's lead is 9. Well, if Dalton's going to make a run here, Chuck, in the fourth set, it's got to be immediately. Here's Jackson Center at the net. Raquel Kessler, an attempted a block by Dalton, but off the arm of Kristen Shoup. Give that point to Raquel Kessler. Too much mustard on that shot. 16-6, Jackson Center, leading 2-1. Serving here for the Tigers is Kristen Ware. Ball fed up front to Shoup of Dalton. Far side to a teammate. It's Kelsey Shute. Right back to Kristen for the point. And it's 16-7. Jackson Center ahead by 9. Kelsey Shute serving. Back line it goes to Winter. Cross court. to Raquel Kessler. Kill attempt, gotten back on the play by Dalton. Little drop shot at the feet of Raquel. Up front to Alicia Kessler. Oh, she spoiled that idea from Dalton. Dalton dropped one at the feet of the Tigers. Jackson Center responded with a little drop shot of their own. And it's 17-7. Jackson Center ahead by 10.
Well, she went right around the block attempt that time and found an open spot.
Elkert serving. Here's a spike by Granger. Ooh. Oh, a nice dig by Jackson Center. Well done by Cameron Elkert. Tigers up and over on three tries. And coming back with a nice hit is Kristen Shute as she splatters one on the floor on the far side in the corner on Jackson Center's side. 17-8. Jackson Center up 9. Serving Kristen Shute. Serve receive Jackson Center, set far side, and a shot clips the net. Vanessa Winter shot, Chuck, clipped the net, and then it dinked right at the feet of a Bulldog who had no chance. 18-8. Jackson Center will take it up 10. Serve receive for Dalton. Kill attempt at the net, but Granger gotten back on the play by the Tigers. And then a kill far side of the floor. Yes, Siders gets it for Dalton to make it 18-9.
She's only a sophomore. I've been pretty impressed with her.
Solid player. The tallest young lady, 6'2", Emma Granger, will graduate for Dalton, which does have some youth on this team and will make a strong tourney run next year. Here's a set near side for Cassie Meyer. She goes cross court. Dalton tries to run it down. They can't do it. That was all the result of a fine spike by Cassie Meyer as she sent three Bulldog players in single file off the floor to try to make the recovery, but they couldn't get it done. 19-9, Jackson Center up 10. Serve receive Dalton, Kelsey Shoup. Three hits, Jackson Center, the last by Haney. Gotten back by Dalton. Shot by Dalton's Lauren Hicks is in there in the right corner. 19-10, Jackson Center in the lead by 9. Up 2 sets to 1. 6 points away from a berth in the state championship tomorrow at 3. Serving Granger, serve receive Jackson Center. Cassie Meyer at the net, blocked back on the play by Carruthers. Well done by Courtney Carruthers of Dalton. She anticipated Cassie would try to pummel one over. 19-11, Jackson Center up 8. Granger with a misfire on the serve.
Wow.
And that brings a halt to what little momentum Dalton might have had, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's still 9, so they really weren't making a threat, but you're right.
22-11, Jackson Center, served by Haney. Haney the back line of Dalton. Dalton setting up front for Kennedy Siders. 1, 2, 3 hits, Jackson Center. The last by Cassie Meyer. Yes, she's got it. Cassie Meyer. Boy, she honed into the left corner. No one was there for Dalton. Cassie Meyer gets the spike, 21-11. Serving Jackson Center. 1, 2, 3 hits by Dalton, last of which is pushed over by Hicks. Near side, Cassie Meyer, kill attempt, gotten back by Dalton. Then a block by Jackson Center, and it's ruled side out. Tigers, who got that point, Chuck?
That was Raquel Kessler and Kristen Ware. They were both there. You got to give them an assist.
Yep. Boy, they double-teamed on that point, 22-11. Tigers up 11. They doubled the score on Dalton. Here's a shot far side to Kristen Shute, blocked back by Jackson Center. Here is Raquel Kessler, near side to Cassie Meyer. Cassie Meyer cracks one. It's in. Cassie Meyer unloads. 23-11. Tigers are 2 points away from a berth in the state title. And a shot at a repeat tomorrow at 3.
Well, I've got some people at Airstream I know that are listening. They're working diligently, but I know they're listening to us. I want to say hi to Deb and Chris and Ashley.
What a serve by Cameron Haney. Four hits on the Dalton side. 24-11, Jackson Center. Tigers up 2 sets to 1. Here is set and match point. Haney with a serve. It is Kristen Shute going off the floor. Good shot at the net. Good by Ware. Ware at the net for Jackson Center. She gets the point. Wow, the Tigers simply destroyed Dalton in the last 2 sets, winning the fourth 25-11. After taking the third by a final score of 25-8. Jackson Center triumphant here in the state semifinal, losing only their fourth set of the entire year here today, winning over Dalton by scores of 25-19, losing 25-22, and then coming back strong to clobber Dalton 25-8, 25-11 in sets 3 and 4.
Well, you know, it might have done them some good to lose that one. And let's give Dalton credit. I mean, they could have folded the tents when they were way down in that second set, and just we could have been on our way home by now. But they battled back in that one, and you know, they played hard. It's a good volleyball team, but that is an exceptional volleyball team off to our right.
In follow-up to what you just said, Chuck, yes, give Dalton all the credit in the world, trailing 15-8 in that second set, coming back strong to rally for a 25-22 victory. But Jackson Center, the defending state titleist, rolled in sets 3 and 4. The Tigers growled, Chuck. They got angry.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I'm sure Coach Metz got their attention a little bit there, but, you know, she kept her cool. They stayed calm, and those last two sets were just absolute kicking.
25-8, 25-11, 50 points to 19, Chuck. 50-19 by Jackson Center. Total points in the last two sets as the Tigers win 3-1 over Dalton here today and advance on to the state championship match tomorrow at 3 against either Macomb or Tuscarawa Central Catholic. Or Jackson Center played expertly in sets 3 and 4 here today to thump Dalton and get the Tigers back to the state title. Well-rounded team effort as always. Cameron Elkert was gobbling up shots all over the floor. She didn't miss a beat. She tracked everything down. Her setting was marvelous. She got in a number of outstanding digs. Her assist-making was superior here today. Caitlin Sosby, in the middle of this match, gave the Tigers some spark. And how about the consistent performance on that front line? Alicia Kessler, Raquel Kessler, Kristen Ware, Vanessa Winter, Cameron Haney. Wow, her left arm is almost deadly, Chuck. When she swings that left arm around and clubs one, you're right. And she keeps the defense off balance. She's got that alternative shot from the left side. And then Cassie Meyer, again today, serving marvelously. And she had a number of well-executed, perfectly placed cross-court kills.
Oh, she was terrific. Did you expect that from her? She got so much help today. And you're right, Cameron Elkert probably doesn't get enough credit, but mm-hmm. she is all over that floor. Mm-hmm. She's saving points for this team and does a great job of getting the ball to the proper person. And I love that little quick set for her and Alicia Kessler.
Yeah, let's take a minute break. We've got Tiger players in front of Tiger fans right now. Chuck, maybe we can get a Tiger player or two before we sign off here today. I'm Jack with Chuck. 3-1, Tigers take it in 4 sets over Dalton. Move on to the state championship in D4 volleyball tomorrow at 3. We've got the webcast at 2:40. We're back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Welcome back to Wright State University. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, where Jackson Center has beaten Dalton 3-1 in the Division IV Volleyball State Semifinal and awaits the winner of the next match today between Macomb and Tuscarawas Central Catholic for tomorrow afternoon's state title. The match starts at 3. We're on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com at 2:40 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. I'm joined by Cameron Elkert, outstanding player for the Tigers, a member of last year's state championship volleyball team, and let's hope tomorrow we can say a member of this year's state championship volleyball team too. Cameron, a little hoarse right now, like her father Scott, who's often barking on the basketball floor. Cameron does her leadership as spokesperson on the volleyball court too. Let's hear you squeak a little bit for me.
Yeah, I definitely hoarse voice.
Oh, your quick sets today were marvelous. I don't know if you had an error all afternoon long. You were sensational. How'd you do it?
I knew it was going to be a lot of pressure last year in the semifinal game against Monroeville. I came in. I think I had three doubles, so I knew I couldn't let that happen again. And we're comfortable in this court. I mean, we were here last year. We knew how to get it done. So I knew I had to do it for my team.
So what you're saying is the Jackson Center floor is your first home court. Wright State is your is your second home court.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow. Everybody up front got into the act today. They spread it around. What a comeback by your team after losing that second set. What went on in the huddle during the conference between sets 2 and 3? You came back so strong to take the final two sets very easily.
We all agreed that they weren't doing anything that was hurting us. It was all our, it was all mental mistakes. Coach thought we were all yelling at each other. We don't yell at each other. We're all best friends. But we were getting frustrated, and we knew we just had to calm down. So that helped. And, yeah, Cassie does a big role in leading us and not only talking to us but knowing where to place the ball and how to. So, yeah.
A tremendous performance, extremely well-rounded game today. I thought Sosby came in. She was fantastic in the middle of that match.
She is.
What spark she provided.
Yeah, she's very young, but she knows the role she stepped into is very big. Obviously, Peyton last year was a phenomenal libero, and Kate had a lot of expectations to live up to.
Yeah, Caitlin Sosby, dynamite, and the sophomore, Raquel Kessler, splendid at the net comment on her.
She does a good job, and she helps follow Cassie's lead, so, yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. What do I want to say, Chuck? Hand-eye coordination, marvelous. Wow, you've got to go to the press room. You got to go to the press room. Cameron Elkert, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On-the-court intelligence of this Jackson Center volleyball team is amazing, and it reflects the classroom performance as well. 3.7 GPA combined by players on this volleyball team at Jackson Center. In fact, three young ladies are shooting for valedictorian.
Yeah.
So congrats. Thanks, Cameron,
Thank you very much.
Here comes head coach Kim Metz over here to the scores table to get Cameron Elkert, who we stole for several minutes after this state semifinal victory here by Jackson Center today. Wow. Tremendous confidence expressed by Cameron, Chuck. I mean, she said it all. No nervousness from she, the teammates, after that second set defeat.
Right.
They got together in the huddle after that second set loss and said, hey, Dalton's doing nothing different. We've got to play our game. And did the Tigers ever do just that in convincing fashion, taking the final two sets 25-8, 25-11?
Yeah, it was no contest after that one. And like I said, give Dalton a little bit of credit because, you know, they could have folded 10 in that second one when they were way down, came back and won it. But Jackson, too much. And I think tomorrow is going to be, you know, tough. I'm going to watch a little bit of this McComb before I go back to work. But I want to get a look at them and see what they look like. But,
right.
You know, I think tomorrow could be a little tougher, but Jackson Center still got to be the favorite.
Chuck, I'm going to highlight sponsors. Take a look at the stats, then we'll come back to you to spotlight some of those. And then it's going to be on you to come up with the Clancy's Award winner or winners.
Well,
so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors today, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA Program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, which underwrites our post-game star of the game, which we will share with you in just a moment. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Bodkin's, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a real good look at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service, Sydney Car Care. Call 492-9495. These Rushi sponsors, in gratitude to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, which both came on board with us on scoresbroadcast.com during the high school basketball tournament last March. Again, thank you very much, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. These ANA sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions from Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions, Wells Brothers, Inc., on Shuey Drive in Anna. Barker Insurance, so many thanks to Barker Insurance, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the U.S. Bank, LaCalle Equipment, Holloway Sportswear, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And as we noted earlier in our webcast today, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center helped get us off the ground here on scoresbroadcast.com when I and Jeff Bray founded Scores Broadcast nearly 11 years ago. A lot of gratitude to LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. Chuck, a brief look at statistics, and then let's announce our star or stars of the game.
Well, kills 55 to 40, and errors, 22 errors by Dalton, only 12 by Jackson Center for all the games. Blocks, 14 to 2 blocks. That's unbelievable. Assists, they've 50, let me find it again. I had it there for a second. Service ace, 12 to 3. Service errors, Jackson ended up with 5. Dalton only had 4. That's probably what made it a little closer. But Dalton scored 25 in the second. They only scored 38 in the other 3 combined.
Wow. Well, again, Jackson Center failed in set number 2. Good comeback by Dalton. Tigers led at 1 point by 7, 15-8 in that second set. Dalton came from behind to earn the victory 25-22, and then the Tigers put their foot down collectively in sets 3 and 4 to storm to easy triumphs in those two sets, 25-8, 25-11, and there was nothing at all Dalton could do in those final two sets.
No, they called their timeouts at what I thought were proper times, but they just didn't. They didn't have the firepower, obviously, that Jackson had. And with Granger stepping out of the game as often as she had to, that didn't help him any either.
No. McComb and Tuscarawas with Central Catholic have taken the floor here at Wright State. The winner gets Jackson Center tomorrow. Tigers will be the favored club. Jackson Center looking for a repeat. One loss a year ago, unbeaten, and state ranked number one all year long this season. And in the championship game tomorrow at 3, we've got the webcast at 2:40. Chuck, our star or stars of the game, how do you figure them out this time?
Well, it's not going to be easy. You look down, I think Cameron Elkert, she's got to get one. Cameron Haney's got to get one. And Cassie Meyer, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, maybe give it to somebody else. She had 20 of the 55 kills. She had 8 service aces. You can't not put her in here as a player of the game.
Nope.
So those three young ladies are the Clancy's players.
Who are they again, Chuck, now?
It's
the three?
Cameron Elkert, Cameron Haney, and Cassie Meyer. If she would have changed her name to Cameron, I could have had all three Camerons out there.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, if you've just joined us in the last several minutes, I'd like to note for you that Jackson Center was victorious 3-1 over Dalton here today in the Division IV Volleyball State Semifinal. Jackson Center gets either McComb or Tuscarawas Central Catholic in the state championship tomorrow at 3. We've got the webcast at 2:40 online here on scoresbroadcast.com tomorrow afternoon. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Tuscarawas Central Catholic, by the way, 25-2. McComb, 26-2. Heading into the state semifinal coming up here shortly at Wright State University. Great match, Jackson Center in top form, especially in sets 1, 3, and 4 in dispatching Dalton here today. The Tigers remain unbeaten and have now, Chuck, lost just 4 sets the entire year en route to the 29-0 record. That is about as perfect as you can be in volleyball.
Yeah, well, I mean, and those were real early in the season. After that, no one's giving them a sniff.
Join us tomorrow. We've got the call for you. 2:40 online. That's webcast time here on Scores Broadcast. Jackson Center against either McComb or Tuscarawas Central Catholic for the Division IV volleyball state title. So many thanks to Kim Metz, who provided us with our pregame interview. Cameron Elkert came out after the match victory today and chatted with us during the postgame. And we'll have match highlights in our pre-match show tomorrow, along with a repeat of some of Cameron Elkert's comments and maybe a snippet or two of the close of last year's state championship match when the Tigers were victorious 1 year ago. They go for a repeat tomorrow. Rhett Gish has been our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats, Color, and On-Site Engineering. I'm Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from Wright State University, where the Jackson Center Tigers have defeated Dalton 3-1.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.